Hey there, you are listening to my podcast Medical Miracles Season 2. Today I'm back with a very interesting topic. Yes, I'm gonna tell you the ideal timing for us to have a meal. That is the meal schedule. If possible, I'll give you the bonus fact at the end of our podcast. So yeah, let's go into our podcast. It's inappropriate to speak about the meal schedule or the meal timing in this quarantine period. Yes, because of this quarantine period, all the routines of us, the daily routine has been made upside down. But I just want to make sure that you all listeners who are listening to a podcast must be aware of the timing which we have to intake a meal or the timing which we shouldn't take a meal. As we know, we do have 3 meals per day, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Moreover, we most of the people skip breakfast, and I'm so sorry, I do skip breakfast. I'll improve, don't worry. Skipping breakfast is not at all recommended. So listeners, please don't skip your breakfast from now onwards. And moreover, the ideal timing for having a breakfast is 7 to 8 a.m. I know it's very hard. Please wake up early and have the proper meal at right time, or else there's something called inflammatory markers which will raise in your blood. There's a calculation of 4 hours between your lunch and breakfast. It's actually around 10:30 or 11, you know, but it's very hard for us to have meal at that time. So you kindly have some very little snacks so that you won't overeat your lunch. This ideal time will definitely help you from getting obese, you know, getting fat. There is also a calculation of 4 to 5 hours between your lunch time and your dinner time. That is around 5:30 to 6 p.m. You know, it's very irrelevant for us to have lunch in that time. So because our culture doesn't allow us to have lunch in 5:30, it's a snack time. So yeah, you just have some snack that time so that you can reduce the overeating during a dinner too. So the ideal timing for dinner must be before 8 or 8. It was actually given 7, but I had some grace and mercy on you, so I said it's 8 p.m. So kindly have your dinner by 8 p.m. If you're not having your dinner by the 8 p.m. or at least by 8:30, then don't worry, you're not gonna get slim. You're gonna blow up. You're gonna get obese. Do you know the reason? If you're not having your dinner by 8 or at least by 8:30 or 9 p.m., don't worry, you're not gonna get any disease. You're just gonna get obese. You're gonna get blown up. You're gonna get fat. Do you want to know the reason? Yes, this is the reason. There is a chemical called melatonin which secretes only during the dark time around you. So don't try this, go lock up yourself in a room and off your lights and sit and wait for your melatonin to get secreted. No, that won't work out. Melatonin just inhibits the insulin, or it reduces the secretion of insulin in your body. I'll tell you what's insulin. Insulin is nothing but a very very good normal hormone in our bloodstream. It actually helps us to maintain the glucose level in our body. As I said in the before podcast, the more you eat, the more glucose level in your body. I mean, not body, in the bloodstream. So when it gets dark, you should eat immediately. If you're not eating immediately, before the melatonin gets secreted, so that's around 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. So after melatonin gets secreted, there'll be less insulin in your bloodstream. So if you're having the dinner late, so after the melatonin secreted, so you eat dinner, the meal will have high content of glucose, so you'll have high level glucose level in your bloodstream. So what happens, there's no insulin, so there is no maintenance of glucose level in your blood. So at night, after a late dinner, if you try checking your blood glucose level, you'll be like, oh my god, I do have diabetes. No, but don't worry, if you keep eating the same pattern after the secretion of melatonin, you're gonna get obese, you're gonna get diabetes. Yes, of course, I'm sure you'll get diabetes. I request everyone to have a proper meal and proper meal timing too, because even sometimes after having the dinner, as I said, by 8 or 9 p.m., you may feel hungry. You can also have some fruits so that you can feel, okay, I'm full, I'm done, I don't want to eat again. You can also have water, which also prevents you from feeling hungry. Moreover, by eating early, for us it's early, but that's the proper time. So by eating at the proper time, you can also prevent you getting obese, diabetes, and sometimes when you eat the dinner lately, you might feel chest burning or the indigestion problem. You can also prevent it from occurring. So yes, we do have time to discuss about the bonus fact. Yes, bonus fact. I heard my mom telling to me that your father has asked me to stop drinking coffee because I get obese because of coffee. It was he read it from some WhatsApp group and something, it was telling coffee makes you fat. I was like, no, it can't be. So I'm gonna research it. So I researched and got this information. After researching, I found that there are many controversial talks about tea or coffee, which one makes you obese. But actually, nothing makes you obese, not the tea or coffee. They'll be like, there's caffeine, so it's gonna make you fat. No, caffeine doesn't make you fat. Moreover, there's controversial stuff where you can find people telling coffee has more caffeine than the tea. But the reality is, the tea leaves, you know, it has a lot of caffeine than the coffee beans. When the coffee is getting prepared, after the bean roasting and blah, 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 you have a lot of stages. So after the coffee is being prepared from beans to coffee powder, the caffeine level is high. So when the tea, from tea leaves, it comes to tea powder, right? That time the caffeine level in tea is less. So previously it was higher in tea, now it's lesser in tea. So that's the first thing which I want to clear. And the second thing will be about the obese stuff. That is actually, in ancient time, people used to have tea because major tea is found in China actually. People except the South Asian country, they drink black tea or plain tea without milk. They don't add milk or they add very less amount of sugar. Because if there is no milk, you don't need a lot amount of sugar, you know. So they drink plain teas. But actually, we always drink milk teas. So the problem where it arises is the sugar content and the milk. Milk also doesn't put so much weight because milk, as we studied, is a complete diet food. We do need milk, but milk also has fat content. Moreover, the sugar we put, each one has different opinion for sugar level. But according to my insight, you know, we do put higher level of sugar comparing of drinking a black or a normal tea without a milk and drinking tea with milk. So the sugar content both in coffee and tea, that is when we are adding milk, makes you obese, not the coffee or the tea which you are drinking. So please make it clear if in case your parents or relatives are stressing you in this point. Okay folks, that's it for today. I hope I have given some interesting facts and you guys must be benefited. So please share this information and share this podcast to your friends and families and relatives. And moreover, please keep listening to my podcast regularly as it is available in not 8, it's available in 9 different platforms. Yes, we have one more new platform like called Overcast available. So please listen to my podcast regularly. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracle Season 2.